Welcome to Dish Nation.
It's the Real Housewives of Potomac Shaker, baby. And we've got all the Earl Grey tea on that.
And Megan Fox says her Megan Faux doppelganger, Chelsea Blackwell, shouldn't be bullied.
Also, the Golden Bachelor and his AARP card are back out here in these streets. Just in time for the summer, but more on that later. What you got going on, Jess?
Well, y'all, you know I got the piping hot tea, and it's time for everyone's favorite segment.
Baby Report!
Well, a couple of days after announcing her departure from The Real Housewives of Potomac, Candace Dillard Bassett and her husband Chris just announced that they're expecting their first baby together!
Oh,
check out how they revealed the exciting baby news.
Why does this feel like a Viagra commercial?
I am so ready to laugh with you for the rest of our breaths.
I like how organic and natural
right.
that was.
Right, yeah, yeah, off the cuff.
Yeah, it's just kind of like freestyle.
Really, my only thing is like, Candace, you know your kid's about to be light-skinned, right? Like, you know you're about to have half-white babies. Are you okay with that?
Did she say something about...
Yeah, she said she was worried about the color of her kids.
Yeah, she didn't want to be, even though she got a white husband. But it just, watching that, it just disturbed me. I was just...
What?
What's the other one name on the show?
Giselle?
No, the other little light-skinned one, honey. With the white husband.
Oh, my gosh. Ashley
and
Derby.
And we just think about Ashley and their husbands left them. I'm like, oh, yeah. Jesus.
No, but the thing is, I mean, I think Chris is different, though. Chris and Candace, they married for the right reason. They married for love. Ashley married with that man for his money.
But he's sick of her. All she do is damn complain and cry.
Chris? No, Chris and Candace have a solid relationship. Well, I don't see it ending like Ashley. Ashley got with that old white man, and now she got them old-looking babies.
I know.
Where even is Potomac? What kind of people?
Outside of D.C.
Yeah.
Are they freaky out there?
I don't know, but Potomac, it's got a lot of freaky stuff going on. This past season was horrible, but a lot of things that happened behind the scenes are so freaky.
We just gotta pray. But anyway, well, that's not all the tea, baby. We got on the Potomac walls.
Walls?
Gary!
Gwalls?
Gwalls. After 8 seasons on the other show, Miss Robin Dixon, baby, still her unemployment tea, baby. On her podcast, Reasonably Shady, and she said, shame face, bitch. She said, yes, honey, I will not be returning for season 9 of The Real Housewives of Potomac. She said, it's reality. The network did not invite me back. I was fired for life.
Why are you laughing so hard? Girl, listen, it's not funny. Robin and Juan ain't got no jobs.
Good, they shut
down. None of the adults in that house got a job.
Did people like these people?
They have
no.
And they're going to really divorce finally, damn, because she took up for his auntie and cheated on her like a damn dog. Mm-hmm. And everything. But anyway, she said, baby, I was fired, honey, for lack of better words, honey. I will not sugarcoat the situation and say, oh, I'm walking away and this is a break or anything like this. This is a network decision. Yes. And then she went on to say, baby, this is life, and nothing lasts forever.
Well, also, reportedly, NECA, Aheem, is also not returning after just one season, but it looks like a lot of fans are happy about these two getting the axe.
How many women are even left? And are people who watch the show happy about it? Because it seems like everybody's...
They need to get rid of Giselle, too.
It's like Real Housewife meets Squid Games.
Yeah.
Because, like, they just whittling people down.
So do y'all think, like, Omarosa should join? Y'all two look so lost.
Yeah. I thought Potomac was a country on the other side of the world. What? I don't know where Potomac was.
You thought it was like in Australia or something?
Yeah, maybe.
It's next door to Oklahoma.
No, it's not. That's for sure.
Google that much. I mean, but based on all the people they lost, I mean, Omarosa would be a good fit if she decides to, like, scrap law school for this. But by the way things is going, look like Jill Biden might have some free time.
Gary in a wig could whip some ass.
But the only thing about this, though, Tanner, I wouldn't mind being on the show, but they would not use me like they did all the sissies, honey, on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
They use you, then they throw you away.
Yeah.
So you can't use me, honey.
Y'all did hold Real Housewives of Atlanta down those first couple seasons.
Yes,
what is the best way to utilize someone of your talents on the show?
Well, how could you use my talent? I mean, I could be a tweaker every now and then, or maybe a buffer.
A beard?
Yeah, a beard.
Oh, a beard. You should be one of these ladies' husbands. Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that be great?
Because everybody knows them. Yeah, they're not going to make it.
Yeah. We could shop and have tea all day.
Ooh, Lord. Well, okay, y'all, speaking of buffers, Love is Blind star Chelsea Blackwell got dragged by the internet for saying people tell her she looks like Megan Fox. Well, Megan herself has now entered the chat 10 years later, saying that she does see the resemblance. And she went on to say, in general, no one deserves to get bullied. I don't think she deserved that. I think people went way too hard. What do y'all think?
She's a really nice person, yeah. That Megan Fox.
That feels like say, hey, Megan, it's your PR people. Do you care if we release a statement? And she's like, who?
Who's Megan, the one in the white?
No, maybe.
There we go.
Red.
Excellent. Perfect.
Right.
Yes.
She look like Natalie Nunn a little bit.
She look like Chelsea Clinton.
She you know, here's the thing is like, an Indiana 7 or 8 might be a California 3. I don't know.
True.
But like this woman, like I'm positive in her hometown, somebody was like, ah, dang girl. You know,
yeah,
I'm
she's
like,
pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Chelsea's a pretty girl. It's just the Megan moment was like, girl.
Yeah, she pushed it, honey. The message queen was that girl, she looked like her when she wake up.
All right. We're going to take this out of the swamp and we're going to move on. Well, Megan and Chelsea might have had a happy ending, but things didn't go well for Golden Bachelor star Gary and his new wife, Teresa.
Oh.
In case y'all forgot, they got married on live TV at the beginning of the year. And unfortunately, guys, you guessed it, they're already calling it quits. Now, get this. They say they didn't fall out of love. They're just dissolving their marriage because neither one of them wants to move away from their family.
Okay.
And then they want people to stay hopeful because that's what they plan to do.
Here's the thing. People over a certain age are kind of set in their ways, and they cannot be reset or rebooted, too. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
If home base is home base, you ain't about to move just because you found somebody at this phase of your life.
But they knew this before they even got married.
Yeah.
They knew that. And that's for a check. They done got their check. And then cash, and now they're going on.
But also being around somebody that stresses you out will shorten your life. So, like, if you really don't like this person and you hate the way they blink and breathe, you know what I mean? You cutting days off your life.
Yeah. You ever try to get your grandparents to move out of their house and into a home? That's a fight. To move across the country?
So no then way. Why even go on the show?
Exactly.
Money.
Yeah. Okay.
A check, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for
What the Fashion?
All right, baby. Bad Bunny, y'all, honey, got the internet talking when he dropped his selfie on IG. Okay. Now, he's wearing a beautiful black corset with white socks and underwear. And Jesse, you know Spanish, honey. What does he say? Oh.
No puedo respirar. Ooh. It means I can't breathe.
Is that what that means?
Oh.
So he can't breathe in the drawers or the corset?
Well, obviously, he got a waist trainer on.
Homie out here trying to look snatched.
Yeah.
He looks nice. I love that.
He like he got that inspirar.
What that mean? Big
that inspirar?
That inspirar.
What did I just say?
Big
No.
Is that what they said? Inspirar?
I thought respirar was breathe.
You've never not made somebody not breathe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Usually by request.
That was the joke.
Yeah.
So you got that inspirar.
Can we just pump the brakes for just a second? Why is he wearing a waist trainer?
Because he wants his waist to be trained.
Do you wear a waist trainer?
Yes, I wear a waist trainer. I wear the whole top suit. Yeah.
I remember dating a guy and finding out when we was about to do our inspirar that he had been wearing a waist trainer.
Did he take his shirt off? And then he was like,
it made me feel horrible because when he took off his shirt, he like a busted cannabis.
Oh my God, that's ugly.
But did it stop you? That's the question.
Sure did.
I'll tell you at the
because that busted cannabis is lower.
All right, well. Up next, did a big movie star just come to Drake's defense? We got the details right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Now, if you didn't know, rappers Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and J. Cole are beefing right now. And Uma Thurman, of all people, has decided to enter the chat. Now, Uma offered Drake her iconic yellow and black striped Kill Bill outfit to fight off the haters after Drake posted a pic of Thurman from Kill Bill surrounded by attackers. She posted on her IG stories the original outfit saying, need this? And Drake responded, yes, please.
It might come with that Hattori Hanzo steel, so you better look out.
You cut people like a knife through butter, you know what I mean?
No, it's a lot of people coming for Drake. It was Rick Ross for me coming up and calling him BBL Drizzy.
But what about his nose?
And then I had his nose done
too.
As well. And then like he released a screenshot of him texting his mom, and his mom was like, what? Your nose doesn't look different. But people were saying, yo, him having his mom saved as mom in his phone is so white.
Two quick questions. Why is it wrong to have your mom in your phone under mom?
Tana, they say
You're gonna put your parents' government name in your phone?
The streets say that's a very white thing to do. You got your mama, you got Sheldonna saved his mom?
Yeah!
What?
Yes!
I have my mama saved his mom.
Thank you.
Really?
What's your mom as?
Yes.
Mama.
I love when people are in rap beefs like this so much because it's adult men writing poems about each other.
They are.
And it's just beautiful.
They love each other.
I'm so sorry for Drake, honey. It's sad. Now they're going to ostracize him. He's no longer be in the community.
Drake's going to be just fine.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
He'll be okay.
You think so?
Yeah, well, moving on to somebody who's not going to be in the community anymore. Oh. Twitch streamer Kai Cenat has been caught up in some mess with porn star Layla Red. He allegedly paid her $5K to spend the night with him, and he allegedly didn't pay her all her hush money.
Oh.
So she leaked the pictures of them together. Yikes. Oh, he was in deep sleep.
What?
He was in deep sleep.
Talk about snatching a soul out of somebody.
Right. Hey.
I don't blame her.
What do you mean?
For posting them damn pictures.
Well, now she ain't never gonna get her $5K now.
Well, but you should give me my money up front. First of all, she should have got her money up front, number one. And men are so damn stupid, as soon as they have sex, they fall asleep.
Well, Kai is denying that he paid her because that would be prostitution. Here's Kai responding to everything. Take a look.
I'll see you in court.
Why are you caught up in something where you're possibly paying for sex?
That baffles me as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you didn't pay this person, apparently you did do something with this porn star, so do you go with the porn star?
Right.
Is this somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, like, came for one of those, like, little live stream, then turned into a live strip?
Yeah, she wanted him to touch her Twitch.
He looks like the type that'll pay. Yeah. He looks the paying type.
He does? He's so
cute. Yeah, that's why he looks like he'll pay. Because he looks like a kid and look like, honey, you want this damn stripper. And hell, you got to pay to have her, so you're going to offer to pay her.
Have you ever paid for it, Gary?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Yeah, I mean, I paid $25.
You need to get checked.
Yeah.
No. $25, that was the going rate when I lived in Houston, honey. You get different rates, so you get different type. You know, to tweak, you get 25. To do that other stuff, you get.
The tweaking.
Baby, that keep me out of stress.
Okay.
I ain't stressed out, honey. Here's your 25, honey, and go home. Moving on. Coming up, y'all, Miss Valentina, honey, says that she's ready, baby, to fight our girl Portia Williams, honey, if that time comes, child. That story plus much more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, now it looks like Valentina wants all the smoke with our girl P. Willie. Alright, now in a recent interview, Fallon made it clear that she would never be cool with Portia, and she fired some warning shots about what would happen if they ever ran into each other in public. Check it out.
That wouldn't be a safe scenario.
Oh.
Why?
It's smoke?
For her, or?
At the end of the day, she knew what she did. That wouldn't be a safe scenario, so I wouldn't even put myself in a predicament of even allowing that. You know, I'm a grown woman now.
Oh, to talk to her.
Talk to her. Ain't gonna be no talking.
Girl, Portia Holyfield Williams?
Yo, Portia is so good at fighting, she almost could have been an unlockable character in Mortal Kombat.
Portia's
there's been situations where, like, Portia whooped somebody's ass the night before.
And came
and walked, hi, guys.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm reading the story as she's walking in, like, you know, like.
With a smile on her face, too. Yeah.
Like, it's nothing.
Yo.
I think the P and P Willie stand for punches.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think Fallon is small just because she's small, hun. They say the bigger they are, the easier they fall. So, honey, Miss Fallon, like, she got some,
I don't know.
Some energy in her.
Miss Fallon need to go fight that little pool boy she got pregnant for, and that didn't translate into anything she could monetize.
But that's something, honey. Dennis had this, liquor company or something together.
Yeah. Dennis has that cognac company, and she's like a bottle girl. She holds the bottle up and on Instagram.
Oh, she a bottle girl?
Yeah, so hopefully he's paying her enough so that money can go to PJ, P. Willie's daughter.
She's on a street team.
I don't think Fallon and Dennis are together.
You don't think? Because sometimes you get lonely, have some cognac, and never know.
Well, y'all, speaking of having all the smoke, the boys are fighting on Beyonce's internet.
Ooh.
So Chris Brown released a diss song shading Quavo for dating his ex, Karrueche Tran, and Quavo quickly replied with a song called Tender. Blasting Chris in the lyrics, Quavo said, HK, can you give us the honors?
Tell me, little bro, what's your issue? Is it over a thought? You said it is bigger than that. It's no, it's not. It could be I be digging in that. I got in hot. I'm giving respect, but I know your girl not. Your girl on my neck. your girl at the spot. Okay. These hoes ain't loyal.
My thing is, like, it's been 50 years. Why is he still terrorizing Karrueche and anybody tied to Karrueche? Well, get over it!
She had that fire, as they say.
I mean, she must have for someone to still be worried about it so many years later, my you know?
Lord. I mean, don't you want somebody who likes you that much? To no. Like, no matter who you with, yeah. They still like, Karrueche! No. Yeah. You try to sleep with Jesse!
Yo, remember when he dropped that song? Everybody was like, please don't yell that lady's name like that. Like, that was so embarrassing.
Yeah. Who you got in that fight?
Chris Brown. Have you seen Chris Brown dance? May he boom cat cacks? I'm sorry, he looks like he's a fighter.
What?
I would never want to fight Chris Brown.
I'll give Chris Brown the cardio on the strength of his dancing, right? Quavo is mysteriously good at anything athletic. I've seen him throw a football like 100 yards. You know what I'm saying?
Just on that alone right now, I will take the dude who can throw a spiral confidently and repeatedly over anyone who can pop a lock like that. Random athletic skill, just like, yeesh, but is going to carry you through a fight than dancing.
The question is Chris Brown a good woman fighter or a man fighter?
He's undefeated in one category.
I just said, so I don't know.
All right, moving on. Up next, Kesha tweaks TikTok lyrics to blast Diddy at Coachella. We'll have more details after the break. Oh, my gosh.
That was so dark.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Guys, we're back.
Hey.
All right. Looks like Kesha is ready to denounce P. Diddy. She surprised Coachella 2024 fans by changing the lyrics to her hit song, TikTok. You remember that one? Mm-hmm. And instead of singing the song's original lyrics, wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy, Kesha altered it slightly and sang it this way. Take a look.
I don't think that's the lyric change you want.
The other thing is we have to, let me roll that back. This is probably reflective of some of her own trauma that she's been very vocal about in the past. And so like.
But she never changed the lyric and woke up this morning saying, Dr. Luke, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Keep that same energy for everybody. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Keep it across the board, girl, honey. Your chick was with P. Diddy. Now you're talking about him.
But you know what's crazy too? Like Kesha having that song TikTok back then.
Before TikTok.
And that before TikTok, and now you have TikTok. The fact that there hasn't been like a partner, but you know what? It's probably no partnership because he probably owns the record. Never mind.
She should go on tour with Tweet.
TikTok, Tweet, like, come on.
And Scarface.
Tweet didn't get nothing for being Tweet from Twitter.
Yeah, but Tweet, the singer Tweet, she was tweeting first.
But that's what we're saying. She was tweeting first. Yeah. Now we really tweeting, but it's not tweeting no more. It's X, but still, we still could have had a Tweet and TikTok
moment. She was a visionary.
Yeah.
Then we had Malcolm X. He was X first.
True.
That's true.
Let's get back here.
Time's up. We'll see y'all on tomorrow for more this same time, same channel.
Filmed in Georgia.
Flash that beautiful peach.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.